Fulton Street in New York City is said by most to be the beginning of the prayer meeting revival, which eventually swept down from the northeastern states all the way into Athens, Georgia, and Beaufort, South Carolina. As many as 1 million people were born again within a year's time. Denominations of all kinds, especially Baptists and Methodists, exploded exponentially. But there were others in the South who were earnestly seeking the Lord many months before businessman Jeremiah Lamphere initiated the prayer meeting that is now recognized as the beginning of the 1858 outpouring. African American slaves in the South were already seeking and encountering the Lord's manifest presence and seeding the heavenlies with their prayers in what would become the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit within the last 200 years. The first rumblings of what would be called the 1858 Awakening had actually already begun in Charleston, South Carolina, in the middle of 1857 at Anson Street Presbyterian Church. Before the Civil War, many black slaves attended services with mostly white leaders. One of these many congregations was found in Charleston with Dr. John Lafayette Girardeau as its minister. Anson Street Presbyterian Church had 48 black members and 12 white members. In 1857, they began a series of prayer meetings seeking God and petitioning Him to send a spiritual awakening. They sought, inquired of the Lord, and sought some more. Dr. Girardeau had made a decision not to preach until the Spirit of the Lord had made Himself known. So the prayer meetings continued, and the congregation of believers, most of whom were under the yoke of slavery, continued to patiently seek and wait for the Spirit of the Lord. And then it happened. One evening, while seeking the Lord in prayer, Girardeau instinctively sensed in his spirit that something was different about tonight. And then at once he felt as if a surge of electricity struck his head and had gone through his entire body. Immediately aware that he was not alone, he began to sing a hymn of worship. Following the hymn, he softly stated, "The Holy Spirit has come. Preaching begins tomorrow." And then dismissed the congregation. But no one would leave. Looking around the sanctuary, Girardeau witnessed that the Lord's presence had also rested on the congregation. They were worshiping, praying, and weeping for unbelieving loved ones and friends. And immediately, Girardeau began exhorting anyone who was lost to accept the gospel. By the time he was able to dismiss the congregation, it was after midnight. And every night for the next 8 weeks, Girardeau preached to crowds of 2,000. The presence of the Lord had descended on the very city which he would soon use to bring judgment on the institution of slavery, both socially and spiritually. Thousands of Charlestonians, both black and white, came and were saved. Congregations of all denominations throughout the city were having to add to their numbers daily. Word of what the Lord was doing reached all the way up the coast into New York, where only a few months later, at a local church on Fulton Street, six men gathered together to pray. And ultimately what would turn out to be the 1858 Awakening, which so many people came to know the Lord. Girardeau went on to be known for many things in the ministry, but his life will best be remembered for those few days when at the age of 30, along with the hearts of a few African-American slaves, gave everything he had to find the manifest presence of the Lord and spiritually trigger one of the greatest moves of the Spirit of God in American history. It all happened when a few people set out to find the Lord, no matter what.